The leader of the United Renaissance Party, URP, Charles Kofi Wayo, is calling for an amendment to the law that mandates the state to provide accommodation for former presidents. He said the practice does not ensure fairness in the distribution of the national cake, which is also a constitutional mandate. He spoke to George Asekere.
My problem with Dr. Mills is too nice. Nobody should give anybody a house. What about the poor market women? What about the poor taxi driver who pay taxes? Who gives them what? Why? You're a president for 8 years and you can't build your own house? Is that what you're telling me? That you're that backward? You're that incompetent? You can't build your own house? And we, the poor suffering masses, the farmer who can't even buy a cutlass. How wicked can presidents be in Africa? The poor farmer, the poor woman who sits selling banku all day. And she doesn't have a mortgage. They pay taxes to keep you as president for 8 years. Now you're telling them to build your house. What did you leave them? How many factories did you leave them to work to get the money? That's what you should ask them.
You know, in Ghana, the president is not well paid. His salary is not anything good. So he might not be able to gather enough money to build house in office.
It's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice. It's not an obligation. The people did not force you to be president. You said you want to be president, so you can build your house. And as for Rawlings, what he's doing, look, you got a house in Ajeringano, right? Why don't he move into that house? Why does he want to suck the people's blood like everybody else? And he calls himself a revolutionary? What kind of revolutionary is he? Is he an evolutionary or collusionary? What is he? Why don't he move into his house in Ajeringano? Why does he want to live on the blood of the people?
The laws of the land says the state should provide for them.
We must change that law. Look, America, the richest country in the world. When the president finishes, nobody gives him a house. He goes to find his own way and find money to build his own house. The state don't owe you.
You have a political party, URP. Will you go into election next year?
The constitution. When we come, we'll go, we'll have a referendum. This whole constitution was designed for one man. It is not good for Ghana, and we've got to change it, period.
Mr. Kofi Wayo said his party will contest next year's election. He said a lot of state institutions are not working because of the mentality that civil and public servants cannot be easily sacked.
The people will see their life, their living standards change. When Nkrumah was there, could you demonstrate? His case was different. They were working. People got jobs. Factories were being built. Now nobody's doing any of those things. All they're telling you, they put 3-unit classroom here. What good does it do to them? We build a road from here. We need roads. Build factories so people can go to work and take care of their families.
Why are you going to get the money to build the factories? That's capital intensive.
Do we have gold or we don't have gold? We'll take our oil back. That's what we're going to do. See, I'm in Energy Commission right now. The light just went off. In the Energy Commission, nobody fires anybody. We got money, plenty of money. The leaders, they are all in the pockets of the white man. IMF, World Bank, they pay them money so they allow them to take our wealth away. That's why our people are poor. So we have to take action to bring the wealth to the people. The market women, the farmers, the taxi driver, the school teacher, the policeman, the poor soldier, the workers of Ghana. Look at how they suffer. Nobody protects them. They have no protection. They have no insurance. When they die, they just die. What kind of talk is that? And then you want them to buy a house. Dr. Mills, about my problem with him, he's too nice. I know he loves God, but this love God business is going too far, you know. These are some Jew stuff. I think he should leave that Jew out and deal with that some. I know he's a good man.
Charles Kofi Wayo is the leader of the URP.